And you tuned into Impact Radio Talk Time, where we're talking all things marriage from now all the way till 6:30. My name is Kosi Dankumisa, and tonight your hosts will be pastors AJ and Sine Sutton, pastors at Doxadeo. And they've been journeying with us for the last 2 weeks, talking all things marriage, and they'll be with us for the next couple more weeks, six more weeks to go, and still so much to learn and grow in. Good evening, guys. It's so good to have you.
Thank you, Kosi. It's always good to be here.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Like you said, Kosi, the last 2 weeks we've been journeying about all things marriage, and we started off by speaking about common ground, finding common ground in your marriage, knowing that even if your marriage is in a tough season or things is not how you want it to be, there's always room for common ground and finding the one thing that unites you as a couple. Last week we spoke about preference and principle, and how preferences are created by our upbringing, our past, our personalities, our temperaments, our likes and dislikes. And our principle is actually the key in marriage. To always look to what is the principle that we are working towards and that we are living from. And then this week we are talking about benefit of the doubt. But AJ always laughs at me because I'm very Afrikaans, Gotti. So I always say benefit over doubt. And the more I thought about it, I really realized in marriage, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Giving a person the benefit over doubt. Always expecting the best of your spouse. Knowing that even if your spouse makes mistakes, even if things doesn't turn out like you hoped it to turn out, or he doesn't do things exactly like you wanted it to be, to always give that person the benefit. And I like to call that benefit over the doubt a grace space where you can live and breathe and be.
Yes, because here's the thing. I mean, we tend to have grace for people we don't know, right?
Mm.
So if there's someone you don't know, there's yeah, we have a tendency to give them more grace than we do our spouses, because let's be honest, we know them well.
Yeah.
So like when they say something and it's like borderline, it's like I know what they mean. I mean I'm going to talk to them because I know he said that, but he actually means this. Mm-hmm. And
or he did this, but he actually was supposed to do that.
Yes, and I think that's a space where we see so many couples get to a place where something was said, an assumption was made,
yes,
and it turned out to be this massive miscommunication, if I can put it that way, because that's one of the outflows of this. And I think if we can get to a space as couples where, as Sine said, we can give each other the benefit of the doubt, because the root of it all is assumptions. And the assumptions we make, whether it is in a conversation or a certain action or a certain, I mean, even a look. I know that look. Look, Sine has a look, okay, to be honest, that I know. Listen, whatever I'm saying now, I must stop immediately.
Choose your next words wisely.
I'm very glad that you know what that look looks like.
Yeah, like, can I go and play some golf? And then she says yes, but the look says no. And then
then he makes an assumption.
Yes.
Yeah.
And things so small can turn out so big because we make assumptions, and we can so easily get to a place, especially where every now and then, if trust is broken, where we get to a place where we look at our spouse and we don't think the best of them.
Yeah.
And we're sort of pessimistic in how we listen and how we observe their actions and their words, and we start making assumptions.
Sure. That's an interesting one. So now you kind of wanting to talk to couples that have made that assumption in their marriage, actually. That's what your
yes.
question is today.
Yeah. I think talk to us on the WhatsApp line. What assumptions have you made Or can you tell a story of an assumption that you made?
Or still making.
Still making, which turned out to be a fight. And if you're totally honest, you turned out to be wrong. The assumption was wrong. And so tell us stories, talk to us.
We'd love to hear from you. 071-364-0376. A little bit of vulnerability when you made that assumption and later on you realized that, oh my word, I was wrong. Let us know on the WhatsApp line and we'll continue this conversation directly after this. Yeah. We continue the discussion of talking all things marriage, and I'm sitting tonight with Pastors AJ and Sinead Sutton from Doxa Deo, and we're talking about assumptions that you've made in your marriage. And the question they're asking you is, when was that time when you made an assumption and it turns out a little bit later that you were actually wrong? We'd love to hear those stories. Send them through to us on the WhatsApp line, 071-364-0376.
Yeah, because I think one of the things that that we learn from Scripture, I mean, Jesus came and he set a new standard with regards to loving each other. He, it started off like eye for an eye, and then it goes to love someone else sort of as they love you, but then it gets to a new level and he says, love each other the way that I have loved you. And when I think of the whole grace and mercy and that concept in the Bible, I think it's so applicable to our lives and especially our marriages. Because if we can get to a place where the grace, where it's an environment of grace, where we give each other the benefit of the doubt, like it's so easy for us to get to a place where we listen to our spouses. And maybe for like a practical thing that we can do in our marriages is the moment where there's any doubt with regard to something that was said or something that was done, instead of making that assumption, just think for a second, what if he or she meant it in a good way? What if he or she, there was no malice in their hearts when they said that or they did that? And what if that? Because I think just that moment of sort of grace towards them, and then it opens the conversation. Then it comes to a place where you say, listen, you said that. I'm not quite sure. What exactly did you mean? Instead of assuming what they meant and then taking it from there.
Yes, I think assumption is a very dangerous place to be in a marriage, because the moment we start living off each other's assumptions, we start assuming what lives in our own hearts, our own insecurities, and we are driven by those insecurities in our marriage. And we live in a very technological social media world where I know many of our conversations are on social media or on WhatsApp. Who gets the kids? What are we making for dinner? The practical stuff. But many times we have failed and had arguments or try to sort out marriage problems or marriage discussions on WhatsApps, like playing tennis. I serve, he serves back, he eats back, and it never ended in something productive or effective or work towards a solution, because assumptions were always made. And I think it's something to say, guard your heart in your marriage, guard your thoughts, guard the way you use social media and social platforms while speaking to your spouse. Make a rule that you'll rather have a nice coffee date and discuss things in a proper manner.
Yes, yeah, we'll get there with regards to just conflict management in one of the weeks. But the one thing is, don't ever try and settle off, or don't ever fight over WhatsApp or any platform. Because, I mean, we've all been there. You get a sentence and you think, okay, they're saying this, but I sense there's some kind of malice or wrong intent in a message where actually that person maybe on the other side is just busy with something. They're replying in sort of a short manner that doesn't sound friendly over a message, and And we find so many couples that do that. The hubby's sitting in a meeting, and they're as Sunay said, they're playing tennis on WhatsApp. No, but you did that. No, but you did this. And there's, I mean, you have no context.
Prolonged argument, yes, over social media with a bunch of assumptions thrown in there. And I think the trouble with that is it brings more harm than it brings solution. And to find the common ground, we're always looking to find solution and to unify the marriage again. And we've been reading a book, and it's the Four Agreements. And the Four Agreements are that let your words be impeccable. I'm going to speak life. The words that I'm using is going to be positive. Take nothing personally. And we just realized that the one is take nothing personally and make no assumptions. How those two walk hand in hand with each other. That to take nothing personally means to make no assumptions and to not assume that he's meaning something that he's not saying or thinking something that he's not saying. And the last one is to do your best. And we wanna challenge you this week to make no assumptions, to look at your spouse and to give them the benefit of over the doubt, to create a grace space for them. Khosi, do you have something on the WhatsApp line for us?
I've got a message that came through. It's actually a voice note of this lady saying, you know, she's been married for about 11 years and they've got a daughter, two kids actually, and one of them is disabled. Something happened at birth, and she's realizing how when she speaks to her partner to assist with something relating to the child, there's always just this assumption of she's wanted to go to something else. And she's kind of grown up with having to explain herself every single time that, no, I'm asking you to do this because I need to just do that. It's nothing else. It's nothing underlying. And I think the basis of the question, and she goes on to say, I love the benefit over doubt thing, because she's also very Afrikaans. So yeah. I guess someone likes that. But one of the things, and I think it's maybe the pull away that somebody else might be asking, is what happens when I'm trying to come across as, you know, the partner that's trying not to assume, but my partner is left in assumption.
Yeah, I think it's a culture that you need to create in your marriage. Look, it's something that's going to take time. It's because the openness in communication and having the freedom in your marriage and the boldness to ask, listen, what exactly I'm experiencing this? Is this what you meant? Because I think many marriages as an environment where people are afraid of really speaking their mind or asking questions. And if you can get to a place with your spouse where you're open and honest with regards to that, and say, listen, whatever we're feeling, let's give each other the benefit of the doubt. And part of that is asking the question. I'm experiencing you as sort of attacking. Is it that way or not? In what way did you mean that? And by doing that, I think you create a space where you can be open and sort of just lay your heart and say, no, I didn't mean it that way. So,
yeah. And it's kind of removing area for any confusion that might
be. And it's a very normal thing to, when you're making assumptions, to go into an apologetic mode, to say, I'm asking you this, I'm already explaining, apologizing for asking, because you've already created the scenario in your head, already made the assumption of the feeling. I think with this specific lady, the common ground is they both love their daughter.
Yeah.
And they both want to serve their daughter. So I think the conversation is that we're starting off from the common ground. We both love our daughter, and we're both in this to serve her and to go from that and have open conversations. Does this upset you? Does this irritate you?
Yeah.
When I ask you stuff, maybe she'll be so surprised to find out that the assumptions she's making is completely wrong.
I love how it's kind of carrying from what we spoke about last week into this week. Mm-hmm. But as we're wrapping up our time together, you've got a challenge that you want to leave our listeners with for this week.
Yeah, AJ always challenges me with the following, and he's gonna share it. We have two 10-10 10 principles in our house, but the 10 he's going to share with you is what we want you to do with your spouse every morning you get up. So will you please share our 10 challenge with the people?
So I think one thing that you can really do is when you feel offended, because I think that's part of thing, and then we make assumptions, etc. Is just to ask yourself the question: is this going to matter in 10 minutes? Is it going to matter in 10 days? Is it going to matter in 10 months? Is it going to matter in 10 years?
Yes.
And if either of those are no, I think you can get to a place where you just have an objective view of what was said. And maybe it takes a conversation. Maybe you must just settle in your heart. Listen, they didn't mean it that way. They meant it good. And leave it at that. Mm-hmm. And live from that point.
And the other 10 principle is when your husband gets up in the morning, you decide you're going to put a 10 on his head. He is a 10 out of 10. He means all things well. He loves you 10 out of 10. You're going to go from the assumption that he wants to do well. Your spouse wants to love you well, serve you well, and be a good spouse to you. Because I think that's what we're all striving towards.
Yeah, to be a good spouse both ways. Thank you so much for your time today, guys.
Thank you, Khosi.
Really appreciate it. If you've just joined the conversation, you can be sure to catch it every single Tuesday right here on Impact 103 from 6 till 6:30. As pastors AJ and Sinead Sutton that are making sure that we grow in our marriages.